Nothing like a Friday morning drum roll. 7:41 at News Talk 960 KGWA. I'm Alan Klepper. Curtis Tucker joins me from the Enid Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning. Is that Van Halen
I
hear?
Well, Van Halen, the intro to A Hot for Teacher back from, 1984?
Very cool. I tell you what, my...
What?
We're live
What's
on Facebook.
Going
we're
live. On?
Well, my phone logged me out of Facebook, so I can't look at Facebook all of a sudden. And I don't, of course, how often do you remember your password to all that stuff? So, anyway, we are live on Facebook. Hello, everybody out there. I would say hello to you by name, and I will in a minute as soon as I log in. But check us out on Facebook if you want to see what's going on. And
you don't have to remember Romper Room. You remember Romper Room with was it Miss Fran? No, it was Miss Fran. That was Miss Fran and Ollie. I can't remember, but
I just remember the name. I don't think I ever watched it.
She had this mirror. It was called a magic mirror, and she would look into it. And of course, she's looking at the camera, so it looks like you're on the. And she'd wish people happy birthday through the magic mirror. And I always wondered when I was a little kid how in the world they pulled that off, and how, you know, she didn't have an app. It was like in the '60s, man. So
that is kind of wild. So, do you have any birthdays that we need to tell
today? Carrie Underwood's birthday today.
Is it really?
Yep.
Good deal.
Chuck Norris is 77. He'll still knock you out.
Chuck is 77.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I can't remember the other birthdays because it's in the other room, but those two stand out to me.
Very cool. Hey, a little bit cooler out there. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're kicking off spring break. So, man, if we could have had all week like yesterday, that would have been very cool. But
it's spring break in Oklahoma, and normally on spring break, that's about the time that you start thinking, I wonder, are the trees going to bud out this week? Not only have they budded out, there are leaves on the trees now.
And all kinds of stuff going on.
And coming up, is that tonight? No, tomorrow night, Saturday night, mid-20s. We're going to have a pretty hard freeze Saturday night. So if you've already got those little, you know, if you got a quick start thinking, okay, spring's really here, spring's not actually here yet, you need to cover up the tender vegetation tomorrow night especially, but even Monday night it's going to get down below freezing. So just watch it, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and we may they were talking about up in the east, they're going to get a little bit of snow up there. I don't think it's going to dip. This one's not going to dip down to us.
No,
but
up to the north in the Dakotas, it is up, I mean, like full-on blizzard for several days up there. So
yeah. Hey, kudos to the pinup for Patriots last night, collecting water for the firefighters. You and I stood out there a little while at the RSVP Center, corner of Garriott and Van Buren, and that water and all that good stuff will go out to those guys.
Ended up collecting about 40 cases of water, about 30 bottles of Gatorade, probably 5 or 6 grocery sacks full of protein bars, and several hundred tubes of chapstick.
Very cool.
So it was neat.
Kudos to everybody that stopped by, and kudos to those girls. Hey, we've got Janie Morris in Muskogee checking us out. I finally logged in. Jason, we've got Tammy Billabong says, Alan. She's
howdy.
She's screaming for some reason. Says good morning. Danny Thornton says, good windy Friday morning from those Northcutt guys over there. Danny, Brandon, Wes, Jim. We've got Debbie, Diane, Jason, Sean Bird checking in again. So kudos to all you guys for checking in. It's not only spring break for the Enid kiddos next week, but this Sunday, don't forget, it's daylight.
Yes, it is.
Savings time.
We're going to lose an hour. It's a spring forward event.
Sunday, basically Sunday morning at 2 a.m., and that means your afternoons and your evenings are about to get daylight longer.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I like the long days.
I know there's a lot of argument about the time change. If it were up to me, we'd leave it at daylight savings time.
See, I agree.
I like the longer
hours. It's not the daylight or not daylight. I just wish they'd quit switching back and forth. Pick one and just stick with it.
But stay with the one that makes the day longer in the evening.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, I know there are going to be people argue going, yeah, but then it doesn't get light in the wintertime till 8 in the morning. So you're getting ready to go to work anyway. Who cares?
Yeah. I think the whole point of daylight savings time, the modern version, was to save gas back in the day when, sure. and I
well,
think they're saying
multiple it, reasons.
Yeah, yeah, and electricity and ice.
Well, it's a farming thing too.
Yeah, I think they're saying it doesn't help a whole lot. So anyway, hey, again, more stuff coming up. Polycarts, they begin March 15th. If you have one of those green polycarts, beginning March 15th, you can start putting those out by your curb on Wednesdays rather than on your regular trash day, and fill those up with unbagged leaves, grass. They don't really like you to put sticks and bricks and big stuff in there.
No, but I mean, you can put sticks in there.
Yeah, just break them down.
Not logs.
Not logs. Yeah, so, and don't bag anything.
Now, and the other deal is, I would encourage you. Do you have a green polycart?
I've got two.
I'm gonna say,
I live in the woodlands. I live in the woodlands. I've got two.
But isn't it nice to have that? Because it's actually what is it? $50, I think.
$60.
Okay, it's gone up. Still.
But it's like one time charge. That's it.
Right, and it's your. You keep it, and it's out there in your yard, and so. When you're doing any kind of gardening, like you're raking the leaves, or you've mowed the grass, or you've got weeds that you've pulled, you just put them in that polycart. It's got wheels on it.
Yep.
You put it in the polycart. You don't bag it. You just leave, and you just wheel it out there to the curb on Wednesdays. I'm telling you, it is worth that $60 purchase.
Well, here's a Curdy secret. I think I've told you before.
What?
I usually cut my Christmas tree up into little parts, and it takes me about 2 or 3 weeks, depending on the size of the Christmas tree.
Right.
I just stuff them in the green polycart, and those guys take it off
week
by week.
I do the same thing during the winter.
Yeah.
I put stuff in there a little bit at a time. I know what you mean.
Yeah, so don't put your regular trash in there, or they won't pick it up. But if you do not have one of those, call the city, 616-7300, 616-7300, and order one. And again, it's a one-time fee of $60. You will never have to pay it again after that. And
the neat thing about that is, if you like to recycle, and you're saying, yeah, but I like to mulch my leaves, and that way I know it's environmentally friendly. Well, the landfill does that. It's what they're doing. They take those leaves, and they turn those leaves into mulch at the landfill. You can actually go get the landfill.
Yeah, you can go out to the landfill,
and that's where that comes from.
Yep.
So they've actually got that. So let them do it. That's what I'm saying. Rather than have a big pile of mulch in your yard, I could just get rid of that stuff. Let the city have it.
Yeah. So anyway, that is going on, begins March 15th, which is, I believe, probably next Wednesday. So get your green polycarts out for that. Hey, big event coming up April. Man, we got a lot of stuff coming up April 1st. But another big event, the Vance Spouses Club. Those gals out there put on a huge auction every year. Last year, I think they've kind of started doing time periods.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Last year, I believe it was kind of in the 40s. I think they had over 400 people out there. Yeah. This year, they're letting you pick.
Mm-hmm.
So you can choose an era between the medieval ages, Victorian, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, or even some point in the future.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a huge fundraising auction out at the Central National Bank Center on April 1st, 6:30 p.m. Get your tickets for that. The auction items, we're talking a package of four to Disney World. And they've also got a plane ride in one of those planes, you know, that just has the open cockpit. I can't remember what... The exact
a biplane?
Plane. Yeah, biplane, basically, yeah. Okay. Yep, that's going to be one of the auction items. A vintage biplane, there we go.
Okay.
Stuff at Great Wolf Lodge down in the Dallas area, water park, certificates, Lush and Brett. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. So get on ninabuzz.com. I've got information to that. General admission tickets are only $30. Military can get in for $25. It'll be $35 at the door. Again, this is all... Well, what these ladies do is they collect the money and then they give it to different organizations around town. Mm-hmm. So it's a very cool deal. It's a win-win for everybody. So some of the places that they've given money in the past, YWCA, For Our Kids, Benny's Barn, Camp Tomahawk, Our Daily Bread. And last year they raised over $25,000.
Nice.
So, yeah, everybody get out there and support them this year. And don't forget about Project Cinderella. If your daughter is planning on attending the prom and she has not registered to go shop, try to get that done today because they can start shopping on Monday. And again, the dresses, the shoes, the accessories are all free for the girls to use for the prom because the YWCA does understand that some girls cannot afford those expensive prom dresses. So beginning Monday, March 13th, through Saturday, April 8th. The girls can get over there and shop, but you do need to register. You do need to have a student ID and go ahead and set up your shopping time at the YWCA 525 South Quincy. They will help you with that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Did you see the Thunder game last night?
I didn't.
We've got to talk about this for a second.
What happened?
Russell Westbrook made his yet another triple-double.
So he's like up to what, 10,000 of those now?
Yeah. A lot. 31st triple-double.
31st.
Now, historically speaking, there's only one. Well, he's tied now with Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain.
Wow.
All right. Chamberlain did it in 1960-something.
But that dude was big.
I know. But the only other person ever to do more than that was Oscar Robertson in the 1961-62 season with 41 triple-doubles.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
So, but Russell Westbrook is 10 away from the all-time forever in the history leader of triple-doubles in a single game.
Very cool.
And if you don't know what a triple-double is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, for those that don't, it's two-digit scores, like 10 points or more. It's two-digit rebounds, 10 rebounds or more, and assists, 10 assists, like I throw you the ball and you make the basket. Now, when you think about that, that is insane.
Yeah.
And then and these are the stats from last night. I think I have them. I did have them. I don't have them right here. But it was big. It was like it wasn't like 10, 10, and 10. It was a lot. And he just kept going.
Did they win?
They won.
Very
They beat
cool.
San Antonio last night.
Awesome.
It was a good night. San Antonio was just off. They were on a second game of a road series, and they were tired, you could tell. And Oklahoma City just, I mean, everybody was on. So,
good deal.
And brand new team. I mean, it's got a young team. So I am excited about the postseason, and I'm really excited about next season.
Awesome.
So.
Anyway. Yeah, so real quick, again, yeah. We are on Facebook if you mm-hmm. want to see us live. Matthew Harrington, I haven't heard from Matthew
hey,
in a while.
Matthew.
He is checking in. Patricia, mm-hmm. Josh says good morning. Brittany says good morning. Tammy Wilson chimed in and says, if you need mulch, go out to the landfill. She'd like to remind you of that. Vernon says hello. So hello to all you people on Facebook. We appreciate you checking in on there.
Eric says 23, 13, and 13. Thank you, Eric.
Wow, that is
a lot.
I
told you it's huge.
That's cool. Good deal. Hey, I posted a little bit. I've kind of got a deal every year, it seems like, but it was about 2 years since I posted this last. A couple of little things about eateries in town.
Yep.
Little known facts. I posted that. You want to know a few little things about eateries in town that you might not have known?
I saw that, but I didn't have time to read it this morning.
Well,
so,
let me point out a few.
Okay.
One of our favorite things, if you have never been to On the Sidewalk, what they do is they serve a pretty good steak over there.
Right.
After they serve steak, they have leftover steak sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
He grinds that into pot roast. And makes pot roast sandwiches.
Really?
But only a couple of times a month.
Right.
So it's not on the menu, and sometimes they put it on Facebook, sometimes not. So we pop in there every now and then to see if we can catch the pot roast sandwich.
There you go.
Very good pot roast sandwich. Callahan's, one of my favorite things, is they have jalapeno relish hidden in the back. Again, not on the menu.
Right.
But if you tell them that you want that jalapeno relish that Curdy uses, mm-hmm. they will bring that out for you. Panavino. Listen to this. Have you ever had this appetizer there? Kettle chips, which are their homemade chips,
right.
covered in Alfredo sauce.
Interesting.
Now, the one thing I have to say about those is they get soggy quick.
Sure.
You got to eat them fast.
Yeah.
Blaze's Barbecue, did you know that they make their own homemade pies and other desserts?
Yes, I did.
And they do have a drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Can drive right up through there.
Yep.
Boomerang,
yep.
not on the menu. They serve French toast.
Yes.
Get that over
there.
I knew
that one, too.
Napoli's. Now, this one, they're hopefully everybody knows about this by now. Gluten-free spaghetti
mm-hmm.
and pizza. So if you are one of those gluten-free intolerant people, get over there. Taco Bandito, they will allow you to bring your own bowl from your own kitchen. Go to your house, grab your bowl, go in there and say, fill this up with 7-layer dip. And they will fill it up for you, and you can take
awesome.
It home.
Awesome.
Costello's, not on the menu, I don't believe. Kids chicken strips for lunch. So get the kids over there. 580 Coffee House, if you didn't know, they have a drive-thru window.
Mm-hmm.
We Too, probably the biggest cinnamon roll in town. If you didn't know, if you're looking for a huge cinnamon roll, get over there.
Have you ever had their, I know you have, the garbage omelet breakfast?
No, I haven't actually.
You,
now, but I because I get the breakfast all separated, which is kind of the same thing.
Well,
I need
you
to have
order,
the,
if you okay. order the garbage omelet breakfast, it comes with this omelet the size of a football. Well, it's not the size of a football.
See, and when I posted that, everybody said everything at We Too is big.
And then a side of pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
And a side of hash browns.
Well, did you not see my photo from this weekend? I ate there this weekend.
Okay, then you know.
Oh, I know, so yeah.
I'm just saying that there are restaurants in this town that give you more than you can eat for what you purchase.
And that would be the We Too.
Well, I can eat all of it.
Yeah. I mean,
I could do it right
now.
Are
we heading over there now?
Oh, Brandon Turnbow, Lauterburger, has jalapenos also. A lot of people don't know that.
I did not know that, so Brandon, thank you.
Brandon owns Lauterburger.
I know. Well, and here was another one. Lauterburger and Lennox now take credit cards. So if you were avoiding those two over the years because you just wanted to pay with a credit card, you can get over there now. And Sidewalk Callahan's, Panavino. I know everybody's looking for a steak place in Enid.
Yeah.
All three of those, excellent steaks if you want a steak in Enid, Oklahoma. So... And then I told everybody, send in more stuff. I'll add it to the list. Yeah. I did not know Lauterburger had jalapenos.
Now we know.
Very cool. We will get over there and try those out.
And I don't even want to talk about which my favorite is because there's so many people listening. I don't want to throw anybody off.
Yeah.
But I do have my favorites too. But everybody you talked about, you're right. I mean, we have some locally owned restaurants. I think that's your point.
There are
locally owned restaurants in this town that you can't get that food anywhere else in the world. And if you're not shopping and trying the local ones, you're missing out, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yep. Go try them all out. Everybody try them out. Hey, real quick, NOC, Mackey Planetarium, they are doing the Via Dolorosa experience.
What?
Every Friday, except March 17th next week because it's spring break, but it's part of their Lent. So today, 12:05, they will be having a show. The shows are free. It lasts about 30 minutes. It takes you on a walking tour along the path Jesus took while carrying his cross. The program is filmed in present-day Jerusalem. Again, every Friday this month except for the 17th. So get over there and check that out today because it is March and it is Friday.
Yep. Baseball downtown to David Allen. NOC takes on Ellsworth today at 11. Let's see. They're going to be back on Sunday against North Iowa at 1 p.m. So if you want to do some baseball action, I know there's other stuff going on sports-wise. It's just that time of the year, man.
Lots of stuff. Yeah, don't forget, next week we've got the circus, we've got Newsboys, we've got Travis Tritt all in the same week at the Central National Bank Center.
Yep.
We've got the Arts Festival, huge Arts Festival with the Red Brick Truck Festival going on at the same time. Music, all kinds of stuff. That's next weekend. We've got Gaslight going on this weekend. This is the last weekend for the Children's Theater, The Emperor's New Clothes.
Yep.
Get over there. They are kid-friendly times at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Get your tickets for that. They are cheap.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Weather this weekend, rain's coming. We need that big time. Sunny skies, 52 today. Rain comes in tonight. Tomorrow, a rainy day with a high of 46. Could see at least a half inch of rain.
Very cool.
That's exactly what we need. Saturday night, 26, so expect that freeze this weekend. I know you put out stuff already. We're out there trying to mow the yards.
I've got those yellow
stuff. Yeah, the daffodils.
Daffodils.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
Yeah, okay.
They don't mind that kind of weather. Sunshine Sunday and 53, then more rain Sunday night. And then next week for spring break, 50s for the most part.
That's okay.
About like what it is today.
Yeah, and don't forget, if you miss one of our shows and you want to hear what we talked about, go to buzzheadradio.com or use your TuneIn Radio app and you can hear us on there as well.
Excellent.
So you'll never have to miss a show again in your entire life.
I know we missed something somewhere because it's such a humongously busy weekend.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Bad news. Breaking news. Tammy Wilson says Lennox doesn't have crushed ice anymore.
Oh!
I had not heard that.
Oh!
Well, Brenda Isabel says Moody Q's has the best. They're going to be at Bass today.
See you
anyway,
Monday.
See ya.
Bye. Thank you.